Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Excuse me, miss. Could I speak to you for a moment about a blood drive?
No. I have no blood.
But miss, if you didn't have any blood, you couldn't be walking.
No, not interested. Sorry.
Sir, hi. Excuse me, sir. Could I invite you to a blood drive this Tuesday? It's going to be at JIS.
Sorry, lady. Doctor said me can't give no blood because I'm anemic.
But sir, you could come and check your numbers again. You don't still have to be
hush,
anemic.
Hush, mommy. Hush. But me not depend on ego something there, so no.
Okay, sir. Boy, it is hard. I wonder if these people really know that people's lives are depending on them.
And I rise up, I rise like the day, I rise unafraid.
Needles and blood often go well together in the minds of doctors, nurses, and healthcare providers. But when it comes to most people, that combination is the stuff of nightmares. But in a situation where a person's life hangs in the balance, it would be necessary to overcome the fears and apprehensions. In Jamaica, 200 units of blood per day would effectively meet the demand by hospitals, but only half of this number is currently being met. Outside of being physically unable or restricted by religion, many persons are apprehensive about giving blood. Jamaica's top female blood donor, Sonia Binns Lawrence, is assuring that the process is safe. Mrs. Binns Lawrence, who is only 7 pints away from giving her 100th donation of blood, says she gives blood every 3 months or 4 times for the year.
It's just a needle stick. It's just a mosquito bite. And you really, as I said, you really can't catch any form of STI by donating blood. We all, you know, have this fear. But once you put your mind to it and just build the courage up, I can do it.
There is no substitute for human blood, which is why our health sector is heavily dependent on the contribution of blood donors. The process of giving blood from the point of registration to the point of rest and refreshment can take roughly 45 minutes, but the act of collecting the blood itself is only about 5 to 10 minutes. Mrs. Binns Lawrence sees giving blood as an effective way of saving a life, similar to the heroics of a firefighter or police officer.
Put it this way, we don't have to run into a burning building to save someone. We don't have to jump off that bridge to save someone. We don't have to be a doctor to save someone. We can make a difference in our own little way. You know, like, be a blood donor.
Interestingly, donating blood burns calories and helps guard against heart disease and prostate cancer in men. Registered nurse at the National Public Health Lab, Catherine Treasure, says the health sector depends on blood from donors to save the lives of persons experiencing various health problems.
Persons who are sick, whether it's from situations like cancer, sudden situations also like accidents, emergency situations where a person has received some kind of trauma, has lost blood, they actually need to be replaced. So our blood donors are what supplies that demand.
The truth is, we all have our fears and hang-ups. Things that make us skeptical. These built-in reactions and emotions are part of what makes us human, much like being compassionate and giving. For more information on blood donation, visit the National Blood Transfusion Service website at nbts.gov.jm. If you are interested in donating blood, then come out to the Jamaica Information Service Blood Drive on Tuesday, February 7 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For further details or to sign up, call 926-359024. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This is my appeal, Jamaica. Give blood for it.
Give blood and give the gift of life. So safe, you don't have to think twice. Do what you can for one another.
Yeah, ma.
Be a hero, be a blood donor.
Yeah, yeah, me people, watch it.
Give blood.
For your sister and your brother, save the life of another. You might never know.
Give blood.
As you love a life, you love many people. One blood, the father says so.
One
sign up to them. Be a blood donor. Many people. One blood.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.